Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Parenting children with disabilities and other diagnoses can be challenging. In The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities, author Linda Drake candidly shares her experiences raising three children who have various disabilities. She shares how to let go of stress, find the lessons, laugh, and most importantly, learn to love through it all. A toolkit for parents with children with disabilities. Linda worked for Bayard Enterprises from 2006 to 2022 as a job developer and program manager. She's assisted over 1,000 individuals in their job search, as well as facilitated Beyond Bayard for 15 years, which was a class which strives to give people the tools necessary to rise above poverty and find their own personal power to create the life they deserve and desire. Before that, she had been a stockbroker for Ameritrade and Charles Schwab for 19 years. Having children with various disabilities led her to work in the nonprofit world, where she has found fulfillment and an ability to truly connect with others. She also has an online course, The ABCs of Stress Relief. Linda is also a life coach, professional speaker, and group facilitator, and author of The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. And Linda Drake is our guest on This Week in America. Linda, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. It's exciting.
Really a wonderful job you've done with this book and reading reviews. You've been able to touch so many people and share your experiences, the ups and downs, the goods, the bads with everybody so they understand this is what you go through. This is how you get through this. Talk a little bit more about the book. I gave sort of a brief premise of the book out there, but talk about the book and the intent of the book.
Yeah, so the book, I wrote the book because of my three children, what I'd learned from them and what I'd learned from working with people with disabilities, all types of disabilities, and those experiencing homelessness. So I learned so much that I really wanted to share with other people. And one of the most important things I wanted to share was that we're not alone on this parenting journey. Sometimes it can feel like we're very alone when our kids have all these challenges. And also, a friend of mine, Cherie, came up with the title, The Power of Imperfect Parents. And I think that is so important for us to remember. To me, the word perfect parent is an oxymoron. It's just not possible. There's too many variables, too many new information coming out all the time. We just can't be perfect. So let go of that and find the power in how you do show up as a parent. Find your power and love yourself through it. So that's why I wrote the book.
The title and the book are so important. The title of the book, The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. The author is Linda Drake. Linda is L-Y-N-D-A. Her website, her name, lindadrake.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to get information on Linda and the book and order it there as well. Can you give us some examples of tips you provide for parents in the book? There are so many. It's filled with all of your experiences and how you got through those and practical tips, but maybe some of the top ones you'd like to share with everybody.
Okay. Yeah, and there's tips on all kinds of things, from balancing sibling time, acceptance, expectations. And one of the things that to me is really important is disappointment, the importance of disappointment and failure. And at the end of each chapter, there are life bites. And the life bites are just the most important things from that chapter. So for busy parents, they can just look at the life bites and say, oh, I don't need that chapter, or oh, I really need that chapter, and
yes,
get more in depth. So I just want to read this one because I think it's so important. So this is, again, the importance of disappointment and failure. Disappointment is a natural part of life and learning. Allow your children to feel disappointment. Help them to see that there is a gift in everything we go through. Failure can be a great teacher. Help your children find the lesson in the failure. In real life, people win and people lose, and that's a good thing. And let them know they failed, but they are not a failure. It's a huge distinction. So it's really important to me. Just so those are the types of tips.
Yes, so many. And I love the way you've got it laid out with Life Bites. And that's something, too, that you can use this book as a reference when you're going through a difficult period. Go back and just look for the Life Bites with the chapter where Lynn explains going through something. And the book is so well written and so relatable because these are not cliches that you're getting. So often you get some psychologist who doesn't really know what it's like to be on the first line. And this is from your experiences. Talk about the decision to write the book and to share what you've gone through, because it's very personal.
Yes. So I've been through a lot. My kids also have severe life-threatening allergies, severe behaviors. So during my twins' high school years, every month I was in the emergency room with Katie, who's going through anaphylactic reactions, and severe behaviors with my son that would need us to call the police. So that taught me so much about how to go through challenges, and we can reframe things. So everything we go through is something that we can learn from to become more of who we are, which to me is so critical. And that is what helps you go through your life in an empowered way, instead of becoming a victim. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's so important. And the name of the book, The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities, Lynda Drake. Her website is lyndadrake.com. Let's talk about your work. I mentioned as a job developer. Did that help you in writing? Did that help you in writing the book, organizing the book, the thought process?
Yes. Working with 1,000 people over 22 years with every type of disability, homelessness, that taught me every single one of us has value. And I like to think of it as a big puzzle, the puzzle of community or life or whatever you want to call it. And each one of us is a critical piece in that puzzle. And when you get done with a puzzle and you look at it and you have three pieces missing, you're like, oh man, I got three pieces missing. It changes the whole look of the puzzle, doesn't it? So when we look at ourselves as I'm a piece and I have value, every single person I see today is a piece and they have value, and I'm going to look at them that way, I think it really helps us build a more healthy community. And I want to share a story about a young person that I met, a child that I met when my son was first born with Down syndrome, and we were in a parenting group. And there was a little girl, her name was Shelby, and she had a disability where she was nonverbal, she was non-mobile, she couldn't walk around. And every night she would go from being asleep to being awake. She would have to have a seizure and throw up. That's how she started every day of her life. So when you look at her puzzle piece, you might just see, oh, she's just the gray puzzle piece. It doesn't really matter. But what she did have, she, when you walked in the room, Shelby lit up with this smile. She was, in my mind, the embodiment of love. And she made you feel so loved and appreciated when you were around her. That was the value of her puzzle piece. And it's so easy for us to judge, oh, this piece is more important. The CEO of whatever is more important than Shelby. But when you really look at life and you stand back and look at the whole puzzle, all of us matter, and all of us matter equally. That's what it taught me.
Our guest on the program is Lynda Drake. Her book is The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. Book available wherever books are sold. Lynda's website, lyndadrake.com. What was the most maybe surprising thing that you learned in writing the book and going through the process of putting the book together? Anything surprising?
Yes, lots of things surprising. The last chapter of the book is called The Big Reveal, and that's where I interview adults who have had disabilities since birth that I viewed as successful. And I ask them what their parents did that they're glad they did, and just about you know, what helped them become who they are. One of the women I interviewed, her name is Anna, and she has albinism, which is when you have low pigment, which means you see, everything you see is blurry. You're legally blind is one of the traits of this. And many people who have albinism, they try to work as hard as they can to see what they can and not appear blind. Well, Anna chose the other option, which is to embrace that she was blind, to walk with a white cane, and to just embrace that. And she even went to Gallaudet University for a few classes. Gallaudet University is typically for people who are deaf and hard of hearing. And so what happened in the class for Anna was she had an interpreter that would interpret into her hands what was going on in the room, not what was being said, but what was happening visually.
Yes.
And Anna revealed to me that in that moment, she felt the least disabled she had ever felt. So in her embracing all of who she was able to feel the least disabled. That was such an aha moment to me as a parent, because as a parent, I had tried to get my little square pegs who had these different labels to fit in what society says is important,
yes,
these round holes. And maybe instead I should have just been saying, embrace the beautiful fact that you're this square peg. You have something beautiful to offer just as you are. That's what Anna taught me. And that was one of the big aha moments for me.
Well, I was going to ask you, and you sort of answered that question, learn about yourself. Did you learn anything about yourself as you wrote the book? And maybe information like that, that still you're learning as a parent and still makes you a better parent.
Yes. Big time. And for the past year, I've just been my son's caregiver and working on books and classes and things. So I've had time to reflect. And I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this. But one of the things that I have seen myself as since I was young was just this desperation almost to be a strong woman. And that to me back then meant that I didn't need help. I didn't need anyone to give me any advice. As a matter of fact, I judged people who did need help. And this, going through this process, really reflecting on my life, has allowed me to see that real strength is in accepting our vulnerability. It's in saying, I do need help right now. Raising my hand and saying, I can't do this alone. I've got to have help. If you help me this time, I'll help you next time. But right now, I need help. And learning how to lean into people I love so that they can be my strength when I don't have it. And that I have learned is really, really what strength is that vulnerability and that true connection to other people.
Boy,
it was a very powerful thing.
That's so important. Oftentimes we think of looking for help, assistance as a weakness, and it really isn't, is it? It's a necessary part to get through life. And Linda just did an excellent job of explaining that. The book she has written is The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. What do you wish that people knew, maybe understood better about raising kids with disabilities? Some of the misconceptions you'd like to turn around out there.
I wish they would see that, yes, it has its challenges, for sure. It has its challenges, but it also has its rewards. I learned so much from my children, and allowing myself to see those things and to learn from them has helped me grow so much. And I think, that's just so important that we all have challenges. We're not in this life to say, oh, I win the challenge thing. I've got the crappiest life ever. I've got the most challenges, right? That's not our goal. Our goal is to see the challenges that we go through as something we can learn from and grow through. And that's a much healthier way to look at it. So letting other parents know, that's, it would be a good way for them to approach us. We learn something.
The title is The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. This really is universal, isn't it? This is something we all need. There's something in this book for everybody. If you're a parent, you should be reading this book. There's something in it for all of us, because so much of what you talk about apply to all parents, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you hope people take away from reading a book? There's so much there. What do you hope some of the lessons are that people take away from reading The Power of Imperfect Parents?
Really, the most important thing that I mentioned before is you are not alone. You are not alone. And you are doing a better job at parenting than you think you are. It doesn't serve anyone to beat yourself up. And there's some things, some L words I always forget. But what I really hope you learn is to learn from everything you're going through. Love, remember how you can love through it all. You can truly love your children in unconditional ways. Love yourself. Laugh, because there's a lot of really funny stuff about being a parent. Whether your kid has disabilities or not, there's some funny stories. And let go. So the things that you can't do, the things that don't matter, just let it go. Let it go. Lighten up. We take life way too serious.
You talk about getting through some of the obstacles, and there are many for parents to go through. The unsympathetic doctor, you may know more than the doctor because you live it every day and you've studied it. The financial burden that you go through with this, the police calls when there's a child who's acting up and the police end up in this. How do you get through all of those? Because it has to take an emotional toll, especially if you don't have the right frame of mind.
Yes, you really have to reframe how you see it. And one of the things that I've learned the most from of all the challenges, the two things, and they were the hardest things. One was my daughter's anaphylactic reactions monthly that put her in the emergency room. I learned about love, about life. We don't know how long we're on this planet, and that family is the most important. I didn't know that before. That when something's going on with your kids, you might have to say to work, hey, I gotta go right now. Family's the most important. And from my son having severe behaviors where he would be trying to hurt us and we would restrain him, I would hold a place of love in that time. And it really was great to work I call it a love muscle, to help me remember how to love when love isn't easy. And when he would go through those behaviors, when the behaviors would end, he would often say, you could tell it was like a something switched in his brain, and all of a sudden he would be happy again or crying. And he would say, he would call himself a monster. So I have to be able to hold a place of love and allowing him to see his lovability, even when he sees himself as a monster. And those two things were so important to learn and help me get through it for sure.
Chapters on the book on real life situations, how to work through sexuality, how to describe sexuality. Also, one I think is so important for all parents, needs of siblings. Some need more attention than others. Talk about the challenges there, especially in your situation when you have all that need attention. How do you balance that? Yeah.
You have to ask for help. You can't do it alone.
Yes.
So that was the first thing I had to say, was I had to think about who can help me. And I'm so grateful my husband was alive at that time, so he was able to help some. My beautiful mother, who has also passed, she was such a wonderful grandmother. And I could call her and she could help. She could take one of the kids and give them some time just one-on-one. When I was in the hospital with one of the other ones, you know. So you have to get help from others. And I think it's also really important to let your kids know, I love you so much and you matter. That's one of the things I'm finding with my daughters now as adults, is they didn't feel like they were number one in my life. I wish I had said at that point, I know I can't give you all the attention you deserve right now, but know in my heart, you are number one. My kids are my priority. So I think being super honest with your kids too is very helpful. And letting them know, hey, I know this isn't easy what you're going through. It's not easy.
Linda Drake, our guest on the program, her book is The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Help Parent Your Child with Disabilities. Her website is lindadrake.com. Linda is L-Y-N-D-A. A couple minutes left in the program. Is there anything about raising kids with challenges you learned that could help parents along the way? And yes, you've got a full book of tips and guides, but maybe a couple of thoughts right at the end that we would like to pass along to people that are key to being a successful parent.
Yes. To approach life as not looking at pity from what happens, our challenges, but change that pity to perspective. So the challenges we go through give us an amazing perspective. We can look at life and say, I know what really matters. What really matters is love, that I love my children, that I love my family. If I go to a restaurant and the waitress brings me the wrong food, no big deal. It's perspective. It's perspective. And so I can go through life a lot happier having that mindset.
Boy, that's so important for all of us. You sort of ask the question when something goes wrong, so what? And in many cases, it's no big deal. So you got the hamburger, they didn't put the cheese on it. So life goes on for everybody. There are bigger problems in the world. The book is so well written. Again, I said successful parenting, not perfect parenting. There is no such thing. And you get the book, yeah, perfectionism isn't the goal. Unconditional love is. That's one of the main topics that comes out of Linda's book. Who do you hope will read the book? Who is this book designed for?
You know, really, I think everyone would get something from it.
Yes.
If you're a parent of anybody or you have had a parent, I think it will help you learn more and just go through life again with more love, letting love lead. So I think it helps just about anybody.
With you on this journey has been Reader's Magnet. They've been there with you as you've been putting the book together, out now marketing the book, and I thank them for setting up our conversation today, Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company. What's it been like working with them?
They are amazing. They have done everything they said they were going to do. They have done it so professionally. I mean, look, you are hearing me, whoever you are. Thank you for listening because of Reader's Magnet and because of the great work Rick does. Without them, that wouldn't have happened. They are also right now doing the Festival of Storytellers, which you can find that, thefestivalofstorytellers.com. And what a creative event they have made where it's an online book fair where you can talk to the authors, you can see their books, you can find out what makes them tick, you can buy books. It's just amazing what they've created. So I am so grateful to Angelo and Rose, all the crew that has helped me so much. So grateful.
So many books out there that are worthwhile, and it certainly fits into that category, and it's now being marketed internationally to help other people. You've done an excellent job with this book. Are you working on something else?
Yes, it's in editing stage right now, called The Power of the Financial Dance. Spiritual Guide to Financial Health, because as a stockbroker and working with people experiencing homelessness, I've really learned the spiritual aspect of money and how money can bring joy into your life, what it's really for. So
I'm just going to take 30 seconds here. What's life like now for you? You are able to help people on a daily basis, not just direct people that you come in contact with people around the world who read your book, The Power of Imperfect Parents. What's this like for you to be able to reach so many people with a very powerful message?
It is so joyous. It's very fulfilling. I love helping people, and I love just giving them some hope. It's wonderful.
Well, her book is The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. Linda Drake, the author and our guest, that's L-Y-N-D-A, if you're Googling, and you'll need it to get to the website, lindadrake.com. Book Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, readersmagnet.com as well, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Linda, a pleasure having you on the program, a successful book reaching so many people. Hopefully you'll be back when the new book is out, or we can talk about that as well. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Great. Thank you, Rick. Happy New Year, everyone.
You're welcome, and to you as well. The Power of Imperfect Parents, Practical Tools to Parent Your Child with Disabilities. Linda Drake, the author and our guest. More on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.